You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 79, and today's show is a fireside chat with my good friend and my own sponsor in network marketing and Beach Money author, Jordan Adler. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, welcome to the show. I am Jackie Ulmer, and today I'm sharing a special interview I did with the person who I thank every day, really, for introducing me to network marketing, and that is Jordan Adler. He sponsored me into my first company where we built a massive team, and he sponsored me into my current company where we are building a global team. Very exciting times. We've been friends for nearly 25 years, and I've learned a lot from Jordan over the years, and I'm thrilled to share his vision with you today. If you're looking for coaching to take your business up a success notch or two, visit my Inner Circle Coaching Program and learn how to get coached by me, jackieulmer.com/coach. Now, today's call is generic, meaning we don't get into specifics of our company, although there may be a few references as to how we build and so on. So please note that, and I hope it doesn't turn you off. We're not trying to recruit you or anything like that. But I do think you're going to get tremendous value from today's call. Here's a little of what we're going to cover. The key qualities one needs to be successful, hungry people and how they make things happen, consistency in building a business, and more. So here we go with the interview.
All right, welcome again to the call. I'm Jackie Ulmer calling in from beautiful Ventura, California, where we are having a little June gloom, but typically it's beautiful. And for those in the United States and other places throughout the globe, you know, it's been an interesting few years. And despite what we may hear about the recession being over and recovery on the way, the reality of it is we are in what's called a jobless recovery. Many, many jobs that were lost are not coming back, and more people, not just Gen Y and those graduating from college, more and more people are forced to find a new path. And this is not meant to be gloom and doom by any stretch. It's about opportunity. So if you're on this call, someone invited you here because they're committed to showing you how to find that new path, how to carve out more for you and your family. So I just want to invite you to listen with what I call the ears of possibility and make some decisions for yourself. As I mentioned, I'm Jackie Ulmer. I've been involved in the home-based and network marketing profession for over 20 years. And my story may be a little bit like yours. You know, I was a skeptic. I was one of those people who kind of had my arms folded across my chest, and it was kind of like, yeah, it's not so great. Just show me. Just show me how good it is. But like many people, I became a mom, and that changed my whole world. It changed my whole paradigm. It changed everything about what I wanted to do and be in my life and how I wanted to go about earning an income. So I won't get into all the specifics of that other than to say, that 20 years ago, a little over, it's about 20 and a half now, I'm so happy that like you, I opened up my mind a little bit and let a little bit of possibility in, and I'm so glad I did because I literally slammed the door on my prior life in airline marketing. I slammed that door shut, and I embraced network marketing, and I've never looked back, and it's been an absolutely awesome journey. And so what I want to do, I don't want to spend any more time on myself because I want to introduce you to my special guest. Now, my special guest is special for a number of reasons. One, he's been a good friend of mine for years, and he's actually the first person over 20 years ago who introduced the possibility of network marketing to me. And I stood there in front of him with my arms closed or folded and basically said no thanks. But he stuck with it. He went on to be successful. Because we were friends, we stayed in touch. And I was able to watch his progression over the next year and a half, and at that same time became a stay-home mom and was looking for solutions, and he once again offered that solution, and I'm so grateful that he did. Jordan, are you on the call with us?
Jackie, I am so sorry. I'm here. How are you?
I figured you were. I could see you on there. But.
Yeah, you know, I'm on my way. I'm on my way to Jerome, Arizona, and I had myself on mute so you didn't have to hear the trucks pulling in and out of the truck stop here. So, it's great to be on the call here with you. And every time I hear our story, and how you changed my life by getting involved, because you and your husband Mark went out and built a business, and you know, just the acknowledgement that in some way I made a huge difference in your life. And I think about the stories. There's so many of them, and I've got many, many close friends in the network marketing profession whose lives are completely transformed. And just yesterday, I was really taking a look at my life and thinking about where I was when I was introduced to network marketing many, many years ago, and how different my life is today because I chose this path versus the traditional job path. What my life would have been like if I had just gone down the traditional job path, and the struggles and the financial challenges and all those kinds of things, and the lifestyle that has been, you know, available to me because of passive income, residual income. And it's just, I get excited every day thinking about that. And I know that even today, 20 years later, I'm still doing the same thing I did back when I was doing it to new people, and I know how my life was changed as a result of me being introduced to this profession. And I know that by introducing network marketing to new people on a daily basis, I have an opportunity to completely transform the future of someone's life in a way that's going to make a huge difference for them and their family. And I love that about our business. And that's why it never gets old. I love it.
It never does get old. And, you know, I mean, it's so interesting. It's great now to look back on the successes and the fame and the fortune and all the great things that have come. But, you know, you and I share a very parallel story. Actually, I think yours is a little more challenging than my own, in that neither one of us were fast starters in the network marketing profession. So nobody in the early days would have looked at us and said, oh, my gosh, you know, they're going to go on to have success to make it in this business. So what would you say, knowing that and maybe sharing a little of your story of that, what are the key qualities it takes to be successful in network marketing? People are asking, can I do this? You know, how can I do this? How can I be successful? So what do you think those key qualities are that it takes to be successful?
You know, there's really only a few things. And one that comes to mind is I think that you have to have some defining moments, first of all, that are worthy of a story. So for example, something or some things that happened in your life that caused you to take a look at your life in a different light, something that kind of wrenched your world a little bit and made you sit up and take notice and say, you know what, I need to make some changes. And for me, I had a number of those that, you know, like I can remember one time when I had a beat-up old car, a beat-up old Maverick, and I took the alternator and I accidentally put the alternator broke, and I went down to Pep Boys and bought one and put it in, and I put it in backwards and it blew something up and didn't have money to fix my car. So I took the bus to work for 2 years. 2 years I was taking the bus to work. And in Arizona, some mornings you wake up and it's 104 degrees in the morning and you're standing out on the bus stop. And as an adult, that kind of wrenches your life a little bit, you know. And so those kinds of defining moments, and I have a number of those, that really cause you to go, you know what, I need to make some changes. So that's the first thing. I think every single person that's ever made significant money in network marketing has some type of a defining moment, possibly maybe it's a life-threatening illness or something like that that makes, it might be a surgeon that has something that makes them kind of sit up and take notice and say, you know what, if I ever lost my hands or my finger, I couldn't perform surgery anymore, and I need to do something to protect myself in case that ever happens. It can be different. It's different for everyone. So the second thing is, and this is probably number two on the list, is a level of resiliency, and this is something that you create. It's not something that you're born with. It's something that every single successful entrepreneur chooses to adopt, and that is the ability to bounce back when you're having challenges. And every single person that makes it in network marketing or any other traditional business has had to go through many, many ups and downs. And everyone that quits, which is most people, everything, it quits on a bad day. And so the key to success as an entrepreneur is having the ability to bounce back, come back, like make your comeback. And sometimes that means the next day, sometimes the next month, sometimes even the next year. But for most successful entrepreneurs, they have an uncanny ability, and it's a choice, to reinvent themselves on a daily basis. So that means looking at things differently and coming back with a perspective, a focus, an energy that allows them to move forward in light of whatever challenges they're experiencing with themselves personally, their circumstances primarily, and also their business. And I look at, even in my last company, Jackie, you even know some of the people that had huge success in our last company. And when things fell apart after 16 years, some of them, now 10 years later, are still wallowing in it and still blaming the founder of the company and still, and many of them, and I know them personally, are still struggling financially because they could never let go of the past and redefine themselves in the present moment and create their future from that place of nothing, like starting from scratch. And so I do that, and I practice it. It's not a I wasn't born with it. As you know, Jackie, you saw me for the – I mean, you know my history in network marketing. I mean, I wasn't born with it. I used to quit constantly, and it would take me a long time to come back. And I was always starting over, and every time – every year it got worse, you know, for – into my 30s, you know. Every year it just got worse and worse and worse, and I finally figured out I needed to – practice the discipline of reinventing myself daily and sticking with it and focusing and working regardless of how I felt. You know, so another area that's related to this is don't make your decisions based on your emotions. Make your decisions and choices based on your commitments. So when I'm having a tough day, which I've had many over the years, even during the days of success, even when you're getting big checks, you still have tough days. There's days that you don't want to go on for varying reasons. You know, maybe, you know, like there's just things that come up, you know, in your life because we're human and things come up. And I have found that when I choose to make my choices to work my business based on my commitment versus on my emotion, you're always going to have really good days where you feel great, and you're going to have other days where you feel like crap and you don't want to work, and those are the days that you really need to dig deep and go work. Because you're always going to have a good day if you stay in action. You're always going to have a good day as long as you stay in action. So never quit on a bad day. So those are a few things I could go on. I probably could do a little 5-hour talk on it.
Well, absolutely. Well, and it's interesting to hear that because, you know, so often, and I know I fell into this trap, if you will, too, but when we first get started, we're all wrapped around what's the exact perfect thing to say to someone? When's the right time to follow up? How do I do this? How do I do that? What should I show people first? What should I, you know, do here? And really, those things are important, and developing those business skills are important, but I think the key is that those can be learned, they can be developed. But those aren't the things that make or break us in our business.
No, they're really not. It's the values and it's your philosophies and it's your daily action. And, you know, also authenticity. You know, it's not so much what you say, but it's being real and being really straight with people about what you're doing and how excited you are about it. And so it's not, you know, anytime you strategize or plan or, you know, that kind of stuff, it's good to have a little bit of structure, but at the same time, you want to, you know, talk to people from a place of authenticity and, you know, what is it that you really like? And why are you doing the business? And how do you see it possibly impacting them in a positive way? So, and we do have a system that's really simple. That anyone can plug into, but without that authenticity, the system falls flat. You got to have that realness, like sharing with people from the heart.
Good
people
point.
People can smell it, smell things that aren't real, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. So anything other than being real is manipulation.
Let's talk about hungry people, because we know that hungry people make things happen. And, you know, people will say all the time, oh, I really want this to work. I'm I'm hoping that this is going to work for me. I wish that it would work for me. But really, and this kind of probably is along the lines of the key qualities, but what is that driving hunger that someone has to have? You know, what is that type of hunger that someone has to really, truly have in order to get out there and get into action and you know, move past those days when they go, oh, I don't, the last thing I want to do is work this business. What is that hunger about?
You know, there's a story that you probably remember about a dog laying on a porch. Do you remember that story?
Yep.
And he's howling. Do you remember the name of that dog?
I didn't know he had a name, but I'm sure he does.
Yeah,
no,
he had a name. Anyway,
Gus or Joe or
something. Yeah, he's howling, and the neighbor's yelling, you know, trying to get his neighbor, his dog, to stop howling, and you know, really, the story goes something like, why didn't your dog stop howling? And the owner of the dog says, well, he's laying on a nail. Why doesn't he get up off the nail? Well, the nail's not hurting bad enough yet. And so it's kind of like everybody has this threshold. Some people like to complain about their life, but they're really not ready to do anything about it. And it's when your life gets to a point where you're just tired of it. You can't deal with it anymore, and you're ready to take some action. So anytime somebody comes to me and tells me they want more, but they're not doing anything, really what they've just told me is that the pain is not great enough yet. I can look back, and there were things that I knew were available to me in this world that I didn't have. When I was paying $200 a month for rent at 505 West 16th Street in Tempe, Arizona, in this beat-up old rental, I had two roommates. I was living in the garage, a little remodeled garage, and it was, like, really rough. And I was driving a beat-up Jeep at that point, and the Jeep was breaking down, and I couldn't fix it. I had a broken windshield, a smashed front end, and then I was, you know, just the struggles, the constant financial struggles. And I knew that there was more out there that was available to me. And I knew from reading books by successful entrepreneurs that almost all of them started where I was. And so I knew that it was possible. And that hunger to make changes in my life while there was still time so that I can enjoy my life was so great that I did whatever I needed to do to make that happen. And there was nothing, and even the setbacks, because the pain was so great. So that hunger, I don't know, you almost have to do that. That's why you almost have to create that for yourself through, you know, your current situation. Now, for some people, they're financially set, they're comfortable, their life is really stable, they live a great life, and they don't really feel a need for any change. But there are people like that that get involved in network marketing. But the reason they do it are maybe different reasons. Maybe they have a hunger to contribute to other people and give other people an opportunity to have the life that they have. I mean, I've seen that too. But most people, the reason they get involved in network marketing is because it's a way that they can start a business for a shoestring, which, by the way, anything under $5,000 is a shoestring. Actually, anything under $10,000 is a shoestring in any business. But it's a way that they can start it. They don't have to give up what they're doing. If they have a job, network marketing is designed to be a part-time business. So it's something that they can do on the side that over time they could build up to something that's significant or substantial. And for some people, $2,000 a month extra is substantial. That's going to make a massive difference in their life. But I don't know that anyone else can do for you the hunger thing. You have to do that for yourself. You have to see what is it in your life that's off balance, that's not working, that's missing, that you absolutely have to have in your life because it's going to give you what you want that you don't have right now. That has to come from inside. When that pain gets so great that you are just like not willing to live with it anymore, that's when you'll go out and do the work.
I agree. That's totally my story for sure.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about consistency in building this business, and I know for a fact that you have been spot on consistent for years in building your business. So What does that look like for you in Send Out Cards? And talk a little bit about maybe a daily method of operation that you've used to create that consistency and how that's moved you forward in the business. Because there is a timeline to success. You know, a lot of people do a lot of activity in the very beginning, and then, you know, they think it's going to be like a job. They turn around and look back and think, okay, where's my paycheck based on that? But we know that it's cumulative in our profession, in network marketing. So talk a little bit about that and consistency.
Yeah, there is a progression and a timeline, and it's important to have a bird's eye view first and then take it down to the daily action. So in other words, when I first got introduced to the success model in network marketing that allowed me to move through that progression, it looked like this. I met a guy that told me that I needed to personally sponsor 30 people minimum, and he said over a couple of years, and he said, a third of them will do nothing, a third of them will do a little, a third of them will do a little more than a little, and one will do a lot. Now, he didn't guarantee me this, and he just told me this, and I had no basis for anything else because nothing that I'd done in network marketing had worked up to that point. And so that was my bird's eye view, because I said, I'm going to give this 2 years of sponsoring one person a month, working on my lunches, doing 3 presentations a week. So that's kind of how I viewed it. And so having that bird's eye view, I needed to take it down to what am I going to do on a daily basis, and how am I going to perceive people when they say no, and when they say they got to think about it, and when they make derogatory comments from time to time, which doesn't happen too much anymore, but it used to happen quite a bit back then. So my perspective was, if somebody told me no, that was okay. Because I knew that I only needed one a month. That was my perspective. I needed to sponsor one a month for a couple of years. And in that company, I sponsored 129 people. I'm sorry, 129 people in 144 months, which is 13 years. I sponsored 129 people in 144 months, which is less than one a month. But from those 129, there were 5 that went on to build businesses of tens of thousands of distributors, and it made me millions of dollars. So I had a bird's eye perspective. Now, in terms of a daily action consistency, I do not judge my results based on what happens on a daily basis. And the stories are comical, and everyone has them. You know, that person that you show the business to that says they're really interested and they're ready to sign up, and then you say, let's go, and they say, I'll sign up tomorrow, and then you call them back, and they don't answer your call, and you leave a voicemail, and they call you back two weeks later, and they say, I'm ready, and I go, and you say, let's go, and they go, great, we'll do it tomorrow, and you call them back tomorrow, and they don't pick up, and you leave a message, and then they call you back a month later. It's like baffling. It's comical, but that's just the nature of it. So I don't make my decisions based on what's happening on a daily basis. I'm looking at it from a bird's eye perspective, and I know that I only need a few. You've all heard the story, or you've all heard the phrase, some will, some won't, so what next, right? Well, the key to that is some will. So some will, some won't, so what next? The key to it is some will. So I just need to know that some will, and as long as I keep going, I'll find those. And sometimes, you know, you'll go through a spell where you sign up 3 people in 1 month, and then you don't sign anybody up for 3 months, and you're showing the business, and you're going, what's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? Did the market change? Is there something with the company? No, you just got to keep going, and some of the people you showed it to this month will sign up in 6 months. Heck, Jackie, you didn't sign up with me for 5 years. Wasn't that about 5 years?
It was.
Well, I could have quit, and if I had quit, you wouldn't have been in my organization because I was long gone. I would have been long gone, and you've gone on to build this large business, and you're getting ready to get to executives here real soon. And it's like, I look at the organization you've built and the friendships that I have with the people in your organization. I mean, that Singapore team, I'm loving those guys, and they're going to build a huge business. But if I had quit, I would have never signed you up because I would have been long gone. That was 5 years. Some people sign up the same day. Some people sign up in a week, some in a month, some of them in 6 months. Some of them take years to sign up. So you got to have patience with people. And bottom line, it's to have your dreams. That's the bottom line. This is to have your dreams so that you can live your life on your terms and stop living life on other people's terms, your boss's terms. It's time to really take control of your life, and this gives you the vehicle to do it. What if everybody saw their job as to make sure everybody else is taken care of? What a great world we'd be in, living in.
That's powerful. Awesome. Any final thoughts for everyone before we hang up?
Oh, man, I don't know. Other than just, I'm just really happy, and I've never been in a better place.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for your time. I know you've got a busy day. You've got to get on the road, but you've also got a training to do. So I appreciate you taking time, and I'm with you. You know, now's the time. I think that anybody who will take action with a sense of urgency is going to see massive things happen.
Thanks for hosting this call, Jackie, and looking forward to connecting with you here soon somewhere along the way, all those of you that are listening in.
Awesome. Thanks, Jordan.
All
Thanks,
right.
Everybody, for being on the call. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
So there you have an interview with one of the best, certainly a mentor of mine and a good friend, and a good friend to you too, if you'll let him be. Hopefully you've read his book, Beach Money. You can go to jackieelmer.com/beachmoney and grab that book if you haven't. Obviously, because this was a specific company call, we had to cut out some of the company information, but if you'd like to listen to it in its entirety, please do let me know. And I would be happy to forward that link to you. In the meantime, some action steps for you. You know, get very clear and focused on your why. Understand the timeline of success. I always like to say that. People, timing is unique for each person. Just because you show someone the business today and they join, and then the next person you show it to doesn't join for 5 years, doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with what you're doing or that you should give up or anything like that. You've just got to keep going, stay consistent, and look for those hungry people. That's such a key. Look for those hungry people. Absolutely. And I'd love to share some appreciation for those of you who've taken the time to go to iTunes and rate and review the show. Thanks to Ms. Chantel, who wrote, "I have closely followed Jackie for 6 years now and can say with 100% confidence that she is worth listening to. She's leading the industry with value and commitment to excellence. I appreciate that she's real and she's getting real results." Thanks, Chantel. I appreciate you so much. Go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes to leave your review and be entered into a drawing for a free month of coaching. Show notes over at jackieelmer.com/079. And you can certainly always contact me with questions at jackieelmer.com/question. And that's it. I appreciate you. And I look forward to seeing you on the next podcast coming up. And hopefully we can connect over on Twitter at Jackie Elmer or on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. See you on the next show. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Elmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.